So here's a good plot for a movie. Four disgruntled senior citizens kidnap and hold hostage their financial advisor after losing a bundle in the U.S. property market. Great screenplay idea, but once again, life beats Hollywood to the punch because this is for real. Two elderly married couples in Germany are accused of the crimes. Annette Kugler is a reporter at Bavarian Radio. She's in Munich. So, Annette, who are these alleged senior citizen kidnappers?
There are two couples that both live in the very south of Germany in Upper Bavaria, close to the Alps. They are all aged between 64 and 74, and all of them were, I would say, financially more or less well settled. One man worked as a medical doctor, the other formerly owned a construction company in Bavaria. And now they are accused of hostage taking and grievous bodily harm.
When did this happen?
It happened in June 2009 when two of the seniors traveled to Speyer, where the financial advisor meanwhile lives, and forced him into his flat, tying him up, putting sellotape over his mouth and forcing him into a large box in which they carried him back to Upper Bavaria. There they locked him into the basement of their house and, well, did something like a trial on him, sitting around him and asking him questions, what happened with our money, and forced him to give it back to them. He had to send a fax to his financial advisors, and on this fax he managed to hide a secret message which more or less said, call the police. Police is a word with a double meaning in German. So the financial advisor on the other side of the fax realized, okay, there must be a problem, and then called the police, and then the story took a more or less bizarre end, because the, especially, you know, the police arrived at the basement and had to blow up part of the door to liberate the prisoner.
That's an incredible story. Were these two retired couples holding this financial advisor at gunpoint or anything? I mean, how did they manage to force him to do all this?
They tied him up, actually. They never threatened him with a gun or anything. Mm. There was obviously physical violence. There were two broken ribs. So at the moment the trial is on against the seniors, they say, no, we never used any violence, but obviously there were injuries, there were hurts, there was blood, so they weren't very gentle with him. I think I can go that far.
Well, why did they do this? I mean, it seems like he lost some money on their behalf, but how much did they lose? And just, I mean, they must have been really angry.
It is an amount of 2.4 million we are speaking about at the moment, which they invested in real estate properties.
2.4 million euros, that's a little over $3.5 million. Why did they do this?
I think it's a mixture out of greed, but then also a frustration. I mean, they saved a lot of money, they worked hard for their money, invested it, hopefully wisely, and then just lose it by the fault of another person. And the trial going on at the moment against those four seniors, they even sound like, it's not our fault, we are the victims, and he is the guilty person. It's almost like a twist in their heads that they feel treated so unjust by the situation, which is also part of the financial situation in Germany and all the world at the moment, that people lose things without having done anything. You can feel the frustration very strongly at the trial going on in Bavaria at the moment.
And where is public sympathy falling? Is it falling for this financial advisor, or do people sincerely feel bad for these senior citizens?
I think it's very much in the middle.
Really?
It's really that people feel biased. They know you must not do self-administered justice against anybody. Obviously, you must not lock him in and threaten him. But then again, they also feel like maybe a small hint, a small spark of truth in that, of understanding that somebody gets so frustrated of losing so much of his life, of what he built up, that there's also maybe a little spark of sympathy in all of that.
Nobody kidnapped Bernard Madoff here in the United States, although I'm sure there were a few people who would have liked to. But has the media in Germany kind of cast this financial advisor as their own Bernard Madoff, or is that too strong?
Everybody knows, and from the trial going on, it also became clear that this financial advisor isn't a choir boy. There are several investigations going on against him, and he will probably maybe get his own trial in the future. But at the moment, the media tries to be fair and says, well, it's not right what he has done, and it's terrible that those financial disasters keep going on large and small scale levels. But then again, well, you must not do self-administered justice and not do harm against anybody.
Annette Kugler, a reporter with Bavarian Radio, she spoke to us from Munich. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.